You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to another episode of Drunken Confessions, a show for the bold and the brave, the drunk and the seasoned, where you tell stories your best friends already know, you may not want your family to ever hear, but always makes for a great conversation. Raise a glass or more, we don't judge, every week for Drunken Confessions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Drunken Confessions, Season 3, Episode 3.
Yay!
I got so excited, I hit the mic.
Yeah, I see that. I'm like, okay, then.
My bad.
Alrighty then. Alrighty. So tonight we are coming at you at 9.
And Cass is still awake.
Yay! I am still awake. I had to caffeinate for this.
It's a miracle.
It is. It is. So the things I'm willing to do for you guys.
It's, I know the great, you know, suffering that you go through.
I know. And zero appreciation. See?
Crickets.
That's what I'm saying. God, you guys.
Okay, so for our first time watchers, I don't know if that's the word, and listeners, I am your host, Amy, with our other host, Cass, joined by my husband, Jeremy, and Dave the Enabler.
And you sound really quiet.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was far away. My bad. I hit the microphone a few times. I got excited.
Nice.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
You need to learn to enunciate, project your voice. I never have a problem with somebody telling me I'm too quiet.
No, never, ever.
No. Nope. That's definitely not a Cass issue.
It comes in pints.
Frozen ones, too.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I had to do math when I was at the grocery store. I told Amy it was so funny. People probably thought there was something wrong with me because I'm standing right there in
the beer aisle.
What?
I said they usually do. Random people think something's wrong with you. That's, yeah.
So I'm standing in the grocery aisle, and I'm staring because they had these things, the tall ones, on sale for $2.19. And then they have six packs on sale for $7-something. Well, one of these is equal. It's 12 to 24 ounces, so it's equal to two beers. So I was doing the math, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I'm like, a six-pack is actually a dollar more than three of these, and it's the same amount of beer. Right?
I believe that's called the Costco business model.
Okay. Well, oh, do I have that question in here about Walmart? We'll see. Anyway, I think I do. Anyway, so I was standing there doing math in my head, and I was, mind you, it was after work, so it took me a little while. But I'm like sitting there like, trying to figure this out mentally if I'm, you know, if I'm paying more. So anyways, I got three of those. So I think I got the deal.
I got to carry the two. I got to, is it this one?
Yeah. So yeah. So anyway, I got a better deal. So how's everyone's week? 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks.
It's good. Good.
You're quiet again.
Yeah, decent. Haven't like, you know, blown anything up. Haven't, you know, lost my shit.
I haven't killed anybody?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's a good thing. That is a good thing.
Always positives. Anybody have a hold my beer moment?
Not really a hold my beer moment, but an oops, I wasn't thinking about that moment. It was pointed out to me today by good old Mr. Flanagan that I set up free podcast day for this weekend. It's both days, Saturday and Sunday. And apparently there's some sort of sports ball game on Sunday that I'm not aware of. It's just not on my radar of things that I pay attention to. So, yeah. Oops.
Yeah, my friend called me. She's like, what are you doing for Sunday? I'm like, what's Sunday?
I'm like, hopefully sleeping in.
I over my mom's take care of her on Sundays, but she's like, do you are you guys doing anything for the Super Bowl? I'm like, no. She goes, well, if we come over, can you put it on? I'm like, I don't have cable. What do you stream that on? Like,
Yeah, sure. I couldn't tell you what channel. I mean, I've got over the air antennas. I'm sure it's on something.
Yeah,
but
on something.
But I mean, my whole thing is like, so the I mean, I'm one of those people that I don't watch it for the game. I watch it for the commercials. And you know, they've already said the commercials are going to be a lot more low key. Well, they said the commercials are going to be a lot more low key this year. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think like apparently some of the best ones are already online. Like if you haven't, like the Amazon Alexa one is friggin' amazing. What's the other one that was good? The Bud Light one that basically goes back. It's almost a very Marvel Avengers-esque where like there's a Bud Light truck that tips over. And so there's Bud Light broken bottles spilled everywhere, and these portals start opening up to fix it. Kind of like Avengers Endgame, except it's all of the popular characters from previous Bud Light commercials coming to save the day. So it's cute.
So if you
be surprised for the commercials. Sorry.
Thanks, Dave. Dude, they've been all over the Google tubes for the past few days. So that's the thing. I think companies get it. Like, dude, they're charging $5.6 million for a 30-second spot. I can't, like, that's just crazy to me.
Well, they said that they're donating the money towards COVID research and stuff like that instead, which is amazing, and I'm happy to see.
Oh, the companies, yeah. So, like, a lot of the companies have said, "Hey, we're not doing ads; we're giving the money to this." And then some of the people that are doing ads are doing PSA kind of ads, which is cool. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, very cool. What about you, Jeremy?
Work, video games.
Exciting stuff.
The usual.
Hold out, can't really do anything, so.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Amy. I said, when I color code my closet, that's when I know that I need this shit to be over, because I'm like becoming so OCD with my house. It's ridiculous.
Just warm up so we can hang outside again.
I know. That would be so much better.
I heard Phil saw his shadow, so the winter's going to last.
Right. And so I looked that up yesterday, and I was surprised to see how many different groundhogs there are. Like, everybody has their own groundhog now.
We have Chuck, like, I think.
We have Woody. Woody the Woodchuck. Yeah, we have.
There's Willie. There's, I forget what the other ones were. Chucky.
Ooh.
There's like seven different stupid groundhogs out there, and they're all over the place. Most of them were saying no. They're not seeing six more weeks of winter.
I don't know. Phil's the OG. You got to trust Punxsutawney Phil.
Where in the country you live?
Exactly. Got it. You got to put your faith in Punxsutawney Phil. It's a thing. Yeah. But yeah, no. I'm curious to see. Like, I know. So I'll be at DSC tomorrow with shows throughout the whole day and night. And so I'm curious to see how indoor seating is going to be going with them, because that just opened up Monday at 25%.
20% volume.
Yeah, 25, I think. But yeah, so I'm curious to see how, because I mean, they've been, when it's been even slightly, well, when it just hasn't been bitterly cold, they've had hour and a half, 2 hour waits. But like last weekend, when it was getting pretty cold out, they didn't really have that big of that much traffic, or that they, I mean, they were full, but they weren't like overly full like they have been. So I'm curious to see what the indoor seating does.
Yeah. I have not been out to eat or anything like that now that they've opened up, but which I feel safe going because I've already had it, you know, not that long ago. So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the only reason why I haven't gone out yet is because I figure I'm going to wait for the crowds to die down, because I feel like everyone's going to be excited. And the last thing I want to do is wait for 2 hours to get in somewhere. So I'll give it a few weeks when it's calmed down and people are used to.
I don't know how long it's going to be before it calms down, though, because it's wintertime. There's nothing else to freaking do.
Well, and people have been pent up for a long time. And I just, like, we were talking about this on our show, not this week, but last week, where apparently Michigan was number one on social media for mentions of things like, I need sex, I want sex, oh my God, I'm horny, that kind of stuff. So you have all of those people with, you know, so, you know, that have been pent up socially, and then now places are opening inside. Yeah, it's good. We're going to see a nice spike in about 2 weeks, is my guess. We're
right.
Of either COVID or pregnancies, one of the two. It's, yeah.
Right. Well,
in Michigan, was it California or Michigan? Or you can't have the TVs on in the bars.
I didn't hear that.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, there's.
You can't have
the bars, but no TVs until after the Super Bowl. Then you can have your TVs. This is what the ruling was.
That's so bizarre.
California, then.
It's,
I'll have to Google that later.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, dude, California.
I was cracking up the other day hearing that shit.
Yeah, California's full of wackadoos. It wouldn't surprise me.
No, it wouldn't.
You know what I'm looking forward to? It's my birthday month.
Oh, God. A whole month. Amy gets a whole month. Thank God it's the shortest month.
However, I feel like I deserve a whole month. I am that special.
You're still coming through a little quiet, just so you know.
Well, I don't know why.
There you go.
Because you're not. No, it's worse.
Well, what the fuck? I don't
That's
know.
Better.
There you go.
Okay.
Right there. So whatever you're doing, stick with it. So,
okay. It's like the old days. Okay, adjust the antenna. Okay, now stand right there and hold it right where you're holding it.
This is
go get some foil.
I know. I want to be back in studio where Dave just sets up all my equipment for me. And I'm like, he's like, go. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
You hear me doing this techie shit on my own. It's no good, man.
No good. Well, hopefully we'll be back in studio soon enough.
Cheers
hopefully.
To that. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, cheers to that.
Welcome to Drunken Confessions.
Ka-tink.
And speaking of, so this week I decided, because last week, or not last week, 2 weeks ago, you, Dave and Amy came up with questions.
Trivia.
And because Dave did some and Amy did some, they were only able to answer half. So, of course, I kicked their ass at it. So, this week I decided.
Oh, that's how you're going to go ahead and phrase that? Yep. That's how you're phrasing that? Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That kicked your guys' ass?
Uh-huh, yeah, go ahead.
I said I had an unfair advantage. I'm admitting I had an unfair advantage, plus I'm smarter than you. So between the two, it was bound to happen. So anyway.
Let's bring out some IQ tests here.
I came up with a list of random trivia that I'm going to ask you guys.
Trivia!
Yay! So I got a list of questions I'm going to ask you guys.
All right.
And you guys can just shout out the answers.
Okay.
Because they're not easy. And then I can give you guys hints, and if you don't get it, then...
So random, not easy trivia. Gotcha. Yes. Okay.
Well, it could be easy. I don't know. It depends on how good you are at useless knowledge.
Oh, then I'm going to kick Amy's
Dave,
ass
you're
all...
pretty good at useless knowledge. Amy was actually... I was asking her questions, not the ones on here, but I was asking her questions last night. Well, you got on there at the end of it, Dave. And she's doing really well. Unless it was an easy question that she should know. She missed all those. Like the Disney ones.
Way to point out my flaws.
It was just funny. You kept missing all the Disney ones. And you're like the Disney princess. So first, let's do a drunken confession.
All right.
You want to pick it, Amy?
Yeah.
All right. Go, girl.
First drunken confession. What is the dumbest thing you agreed to do while drunk?
Go to take a girl on a first date to go see the Joy Luck Club.
Okay.
3.5 hours of weeping Asian chicks, mother of God.
All right, Cass.
Get into a car with 3 strange guys I don't know. And me and my friend. She wanted to go somewhere. These guys were going there, and I agreed to go with them.
Okay.
That's one of those I should be dead moments. But we were in Canada, so that should make it okay, because they're all nice. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I'd have to say one night we dared each other, and we ended up getting on a trampoline with boxing gloves on. Like,
it actually sounds
black
fun.
And a morning, drunk as hell.
That sounds like one of those stupid. This is like one of those stupid corporate team building events, is what that sounds like.
It would have been more fun if you threw a kangaroo in the mix.
Wasn't fun after one of the guys got knocked halfway off and laying on his back, did like a double flip, laying on his face on the ground. We're like, ooh, this is a bad idea.
Thank God we're drunk and flexible right now. Yeah.
Amy?
I don't know. I have so many of them. I'm trying to narrow it down.
Wow.
I know. Oh, man. That's hard. I came up with the question. I don't even have an answer. You know why? Because I don't make drunk decisions.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Skeptical Dave is skeptical.
Gotta be some hoedown stuff.
Pull one out. Pull one out of your hat.
I mean, for what it's worth, I mean, like, I threw one off the top of my head. The year that we were all, I was still living in New Hampshire, and we decided that we drunkenly had to be the first people on top of Mount Monadnock, which was this mountain probably about a half an hour away from us. And so we went. And so, of course, New Hampshire, you know, December 31st, it's cold as shit. It's snowy as shit. It's icy as shit. And it was all fun. Oh, yeah. And it was all fun and games until I drunkenly slipped and fell probably about 10, 15 feet chest first onto this giant ass rock and knocked the wind.
Was the rock okay?
The rock was fine. I, however, was not in good shape. My friend pointed out, had that rock been a pointy rock, I'd have been dead. As it was, I just had like the wind knocked out of me. Bad for the, you know, I think it probably took me a good half hour or 45 minutes to recover from that one.
Ooh.
Don't drink and climb, kids.
Drink and climb.
Right. Amy, did you come up with one yet? Or are we just skipping you?
Think of it just sparked. Jeremy said hoedown, and then Dave told that story. And the only thing I can think of was that it wasn't that I agreed to anything. It was I made a really bad decision because I fell at the hoedown.
Did somebody yell hoedown and you went?
Yeah, no, honest to God, I fell and they yelled hoedown.
Oh, okay.
It was even perfect. More so my ankle was like swollen and black and blue, and I still decided to walk 4 blocks to the Grand Trunk and continue to drink.
Let's go.
And then we went home, or then we went back to the neighborhood and we went to the neighborhood bar and I continued to drink there more. And then I couldn't get out of bed and walk the next morning, and it was a bad decision.
Oops.
It happens. It happens. It's all good.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready for some fun random trivia?
Let's do it, girl.
Okay. In California, you cannot legally buy a mouse trap without what?
An ID.
A permit.
A trapping license.
Jeremy's the closest to hunting license, yes.
Oh,
that's
damn.
Hilarious.
Shh. Be very, very quiet. We're hunting Mises.
I can keep track of, like, everybody, so.
That's crazy.
So, let's see. Jeremy gets the first point. All right, next. In Texas, it's illegal to swear in front of a what?
Woman.
Child.
Woman and child.
No. Come on, guys.
Donkey. Church.
Donkey.
Fuck you, you ass.
No. No, but you guys not getting this is killing me.
Judge.
A police officer.
A nun?
A corpse. A corpse. A dead person. Yes, it's illegal to swear in front of a dead person. These are like I said, they're fun.
Oh shit, he's dead. I'm sorry, Texas. Sir. We're gonna have to take you away.
Texas.
Can you spit on their grave?
Yes, it doesn't say anything about spitting on their grave. All right, next. Okay, the first hockey pucks were made out of what?
Rubber balls.
Leather.
They were cut off baseballs.
Nope. Come on, guys.
Wood.
No.
Not that easy.
That's a bullshit answer.
Skin. God, I know this, but it's not coming to me at all.
Amy?
I said skin.
No, I said it was a bullshit answer.
A bull's balls.
then manure?
Cow dung, yes.
Cow dung? What?
You only get half a point because I had to say bullshit 3 times.
I don't know that I believe that one, but okay.
Hey, this is what I came up with. All right. How many teeth does an aardvark have?
What the fuck is an aardvark?
How many what?
An anteater.
Zero.
How many teeth does an aardvark, an anteater, have?
32.
112.
Zero.
You're right, Jeremy.
I thought that was too obvious.
Okay, what child's toy was banned in Indonesia for being too, because it stimulates passion?
A rattle.
The Harry Potter vibrating wand.
Wasn't it the ink pens with a little big ball on the top and goes?
Nope, you guys are all too early on that one. You gotta go back.
Wait.
Wait, what?
You're too. You're older toys.
Okay.
Oh, I was like, you said, yeah, you're too older, yeah. But then you gotta go back. I'm like, well,
early. I don't know. You gotta go back.
Too soon.
Too
stimulating.
Sorry, too modern.
Oh, wait, the hippity hop. The ball that you jump on.
That's the hippity hop, yeah. I don't know. A Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube?
How is he stimulating passions?
Oh, no. A pacifier.
A children's toy that stimulates passions. Oh, a hula hoop.
Yes.
Oh, good one, Dave.
Oh, damn. Hula hoop. Can't have people dancing like Elvis now.
Right.
I had to think of the old, randomly, the old S'more comedy routine from the Queens of Comedy came up into my head. And it was shh, shh.
What Benedictine monk created champagne?
Sham? I have no idea.
Francis.
No.
Which monk?
Yeah, he's fancy.
Francis?
No, she said fancy. So you
fancy monk?
No.
Yeah, it's fancy. He created fancy champagne. The stuff that only, you know, people with money can drink.
Oh, what is that called?
Is it Mr. Dom or Mr. Perignon?
Yes, Dom Perignon is the name. What's a group of unicorns called?
A hallucination.
Called some good shrooms, man.
Horde.
I feel like I get points for hallucination. I feel
he gets a quarter point.
I'll, you know what? I'll go with herd just because why would it be any different? I don't know. A flock.
No. No, those are seagulls.
A gathering.
No.
A shit ton of unicorns.
A group?
No. It's a miraculous thing, though, when they get together.
Magic? What?
A miracle?
No. That was too close to miraculous.
A spell?
It's a blessing. They're called a blessing.
Hallucination is a far better answer. I'm sorry.
I think so too.
I think blessings so too. Were back then.
Yes. Where were fortune cookies invented?
Bad alcohol.
California.
Where at? What city?
San Francisco.
Okay. Damn, Dave.
You know why I know that?
The
Last Dragon. No, I'm just the movie.
What was Walt Disney afraid of?
Jewish people. No, I've read his biography. He was absolutely afraid of Jewish people.
No, it's more of a comedy thing.
Anti-Semitic
thing.
Oh, well, I mean, he was. I'm just saying.
Amy?
Dying.
Reality?
No. He was afraid of something that caused him a lot of success.
Magic?
Mice.
Music. Yes.
Mice?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of mice in a lot of the older shows.
Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse. He invented Mouse? Mickey Mouse and he was afraid of mice.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right. Who composed the music for Sonic the Hedgehog 3?
What the fuck? Walt Disney.
No, it's actually so that was in high school.
Artist.
it was in that High Score documentary too.
Pop artist, now dead.
Prince.
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Nice.
What color is the black box on an airplane?
Blue. Black.
Isn't it? It's orange to be easily found.
Orange. What sport has been played on the moon?
Golf.
Golf.
What's the number one bestseller at Walmart?
My Pillow.
He's about the My Pillow guy.
Diet Coke.
You're crazy for not getting this.
The number one seller at Walmart. I'm trying to think of, I don't know, Confederate flags.
No.
Milk.
You're all crazy for not getting this.
Crazy glue.
Prescriptions.
Alcohol. Tobacco.
No, you're crazy. Alcohol and tobacco aren't crazy.
Firearms.
I would have to say you're absolutely bananas.
Fruit.
It's bananas.
Bananas.
Oh, it's bananas?
Bananas.
Why are bananas? Oh, because it's crazy. B-A-N-A.
You're crazy. You're bananas.
That was phenomenal. Yeah, that was great.
In Minnesota, it's illegal to be what in bed?
Naked.
Penal.
Anal. I'll go with that one.
Dave's right with naked.
Anal should be illegal everywhere in bed.
Amy would be like, Jeremy, we're moving to Minnesota.
Don't make me call the cops.
Some sources disagree with this comment.
I'm like, why did I don't understand. How come the bed didn't make the move? Why couches everywhere? What happened?
Oh, man.
What, and this is my spin on this one, what two items are said to be bad luck when broken?
Mirrors.
Yeah, mirrors and, I don't know, promises. Bad luck when broken. Yeah, I only think of mirrors.
Well, the second one's my intake or my input.
Oh, so the second part is just your opinion, not fact. Okay, so dreams.
Mirrors and what are bad when broken?
Hearts.
A drink glass.
Alcohol.
Promises?
No.
We're going by Cass's theory. That's
wait, you're the bondage tape?
Condoms. Oh. Come on, guys. How could you not get that one? All right. Last but not least. The male of what species testicles explode on mating and then dies? So, a species, so anything living, its spiders. Testicles explode and it dies after mating.
Dude, that's commitment. That's commitment right there.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know.
Or
this.
Over commitment. I mean, yeah, that's like overspeed or something. I don't know.
Gotta be an insect.
Yeah, I'm thinking like
I'm going with a bee.
Yeah, Amy, bumblebee.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I was quicker than Dave.
You were quicker than him on that one. Okay, and that was it for the round. Our winner is Dave with 6.5, followed by Jeremy with 4 and Amy with 2. So I don't know if he just knows a lot of useless knowledge or if he's just better at picking up hints.
Useless because knowledge.
There was only a couple that were answered on the first.
Don't I get a half point right. for the mirror?
I gave you a point for the mirror.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I give you a point for that.
All right, so that's the end of that game. On to more drunken confessions. All right, so what song?
I think my trivia was really good.
It was. They were good questions. They were fun.
So the next trivia we're going to play, we're going to do one where I give you a word and you got to come up with another name for it. And we'll go back and forth until you run out.
Thesaurus.
It's a very well-spoken lizard.
Let's just do it now.
That's
we don't have a list of names.
That's the thesaurus. It's the dinosaur that had a huge vocabulary.
Oh shit!
Oh. I didn't know these things. Amy, you're so funny. You're like, let's do it now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Come up with a random word.
Do it.
Do it.
Fine. Yeah, fine. Penis.
Schlong.
Schwanz.
Wink.
Jeremy.
Amy. Dick.
Go with cock.
Purple Peter.
Amy.
Peter.
the magic stick.
The bishop.
Willie. Stop beating the bishop.
See? Okay, I'm going to bow out. I'm going to go get a refill. I'll let you guys continue.
Yeah, because Amy's going to be here a while. Are we ready to move on?
Penis. Dick. Nobody said that yet.
Third arm.
Oh, you said dick. No, you said cock. Johnson. No one said Johnson.
Oh, yeah. You should be sure it's about that.
Yeah, no one said the one-eyed monster.
Sausage.
Pickle.
Skin boat.
The fleshy, fleshy man meat.
Oh, man.
Oh, if we're going to go flaccid, I'll go chub.
Chode. Like the chode.
Chode.
I can't anymore.
Got a lot of girth. The girthy one.
Oh. The pickle.
I said pickle already.
Oh.
Well, I mean, if you're going food themed, does anybody get the salami? The old hide the salami game.
Temple.
That's unfortunate. Nobody should ever have their penis called tadpole.
Tentpole.
Oh, tentpole. Oh. See, you were yelling at.
That's what comes out.
You were yelling at Amy to enunciate. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God! I heard the same thing. I was like,
I was like, that's a terrible name.
You should. No, you know, you like hide the salami or hide the tentpole. You know.
Tripod leg.
Amy, you come up with the next word then.
Okay. So let's come up with
boobs.
Oh, she came up with that.
Knockers.
You're taking too long. Melons.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna pull up. Have you heard? Where are you, dude? Go ahead, continue. Sorry, what? I had a random. I had a random synaptic misfire, and
bazongas,
titties.
Ew! I hate that word.
I love it.
Oh my God!
You hate the word titties?
What?
How do you hate the word titties?
It just sounds so dirty.
Breasts.
It sounds like a little kid. Like
memories.
Jugs.
Apparently, this is a game between Cass and Jeremy, so go.
Well, jump in at any time.
Watermelons.
Come on, Amy.
I'm out.
What does Jeremy call yours?
The word I don't like.
Fun bags.
Titties. Speed bags.
Oh, you suck.
The boat.
Wow, Dave.
Oh, that's what you heard.
No, sorry. I'm trying to.
Alrighty then.
When
then we won't call them fun bags. Fine.
Damn. He got harsh real quick.
I know. How about another drunken confession, Amy?
Okay. Okay, so what song will you play when you're all by yourself and sing it on top of your lungs like you were center stage and you had a million fans?
You go first, Amy.
Mine would definitely be like Whitney Houston.
Which one?
I Will Always Love You.
Oh, do you hit those notes?
In my head, I hit them, but I'm pretty sure. New.
I like to belt out a lot of the Linkin Park songs. A little bit of screaming involved and stuff.
Dude, I'm so disappointed. I was trying to grab. There's a phenomenal song that's done, and I'm really ashamed of myself for not having it on the system. I have it on my other laptop. Somebody took the song 99 Luftballons and did 99 Words for Boobs to that tune, and it is hands down one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. And I'm really disappointed that I can't like just throw it in. That just sucks. Yeah, I know. Cool story, Dave. Yeah, I know.
Sorry, bro. Dave, what song do you sing at the top of your lungs?
Like if I'm just like if I'm just trying to get myself in a good mood.
Well, no, just any song that you just love to belt out.
New Order Confusion is a big one. Of course, Tiffany. I Think We're Alone Now. My love of bubblegum pop is very well known.
Dave and I became best friends.
BFFs.
Forever.
Cass,
what's yours?
I have a couple, actually. Baby Come Back. You know that song?
Yep.
Player.
Baby Come Back.
Yes, any kind of fool could see I was wrong, and I just can't believe it. That one. And then Barry Manilow, New England.
I don't know, she was singing a couple of songs in the basement the other night while we were playing pool, and I was like...
I think it was probably Barry Manilow. I think I was jamming that because I was listening to that earlier.
We might have that record.
I love Barry Manilow, and I love that song.
Chance.
So I think it's called Time in New England, but or maybe it's just New England. Let me Google this shit. Barry. Weekend in New England. Sorry, Weekend in New England.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In a bar, a lot of times it's like Journey and Boston songs when they're playing on the radio. You can have the whole bar singing.
Tell me, when will our eyes meet?
Okay, now everyone's...
when can
everyone's going to tune out. Dave, can you mute her, please?
When will this strong yearning end?
Here we go.
What? Will I hold you again? Asked me the song.
And we're back.
And they ran away.
Round two. What's next song?
Oh, Lord. All right. So, final confession.
Okay. What's our final confession? I have one too. I didn't ask.
Oh, do you want to ask yours?
No, you ask yours and then I'll ask mine last.
Okay. If you could pick anywhere in the world to have sex, where would it be?
I always thought scuba diving sex would be amazing.
Oh, and this is why we're a match. Well, it's water. Mine was a waterfall, like a deserted waterfall.
Ooh.
See, I was waiting for Jeremy to give the famous honeymoon couple, what was it, the newlywed game answer, which when they asked, you know, what's the strangest place you've ever had sex? And the wife just looked him dead in the eye and went, in the butt, Bob.
I was going to say in the vagina. That was going to be my answer.
I think Jeremy knows better than to try the 17 years.
He doesn't do it in the vagina.
I hate you so much. For you that are listening and not viewing, Jeremy just totally shook his head no.
Dave?
Anywhere. I mean, I just something stupid like in the White House, just to be able to say I did.
Did it on Clinton's desk.
I mean, who hasn't? But
in space and zero gravity.
See, I just that has logistical issues. Like, see, I've had that conversation with people, and that's one of like. People don't understand how important gravity is to sex. Like, it's like that's
why
a problem.
Does it not surprise me that I would pull something out of thin air, and Dave would be like, "I've had that conversation." And
Dave's like, "No, I seriously thought about this, and I have like had my pros and cons."
He goes, "As a matter of fact, hold on, wait, I have notes on this."
Yeah, we had a discussion. Like, I had engineers do the physics for it on it for me, and it's not practical.
Oh, no, it's actually such a problem that there's a couple of astronauts that were a couple, and they designed a suit for it.
They had to, yeah.
It was suits with Velcro, so you'd open up the Velcro and Velcro yourselves together so that your partner wasn't constantly floating away if you, you know, let go on accident.
Velcro together?
Oh, shake them back.
That's kind of cute. Talk about hey, baby, you want to come Velcro with me? I like
talk
it.
About random trivia that Dave is shaking his head. Yes, like he knows exactly what Jeremy's talking about.
I do like that. No, NASA. There was like NASA actually deliberately picked a couple of couples in a couple of different missions to
the mission was to have sex
to experiment with sex
like
in space.
Style?
It was missionary control style is what they did. Ba-doom-tsh. Oh,
ground control.
Yeah, it makes I'm.
And then when they get that call, Houston, we have a problem.
Right.
It has a whole new meeting.
Yeah, there's some random things floating around through the cabin that we don't know how to get rid of. Yeah.
Ew.
Okay, Cass, what is your
for our final confession? All right. What is the biggest lie you've ever told for a friend to cover them?
Oh, ooh. Lord.
Jeremy, can you leave so I can answer this?
Nice.
Joking. Totally joking.
Mine would be... Hold on, I'm thinking. Hold on. Yeah, that happened. Whatever she said.
Wait, you mean we're not in your head? You can't just be like, and that happened. We're all like, okay.
Okay, so it has absolutely nothing to do with anybody on this podcast. But yes, I remember. Yes, that I didn't.
Amy,
have to
quit agreeing with yourself and tell us what it is.
She told her boyfriend that she was at the bar with me and it was just her and I having a girls' night. And when he asked me about it, I was like, yes, that happened. Yes, absolutely. That happened. It was, yep.
That's totally how that worked.
I called Jeremy and I'm like, okay, so I just told this lie. So don't blow it.
So if this comes up, here's your story.
Yep. So I was not home that night with you. I was at the bar with her.
Wow.
So, yes.
You had to bring Jeremy in on your lie.
Well, because I'm not a liar. So if I have to lie, I have to have my partner in on my lie.
Well,
because
technically, you are a liar.
What are you talking about? That's not how it went.
Technically, you are a liar because you did lie to cover for her.
Okay, but I'm a really bad liar.
And I'm a professional at omitting facts.
Oh, my God.
Jeremy doesn't lie. He just knows.
I just didn't tell the whole story.
Facts. Right.
All right. So what is yours, Cass?
Mine? So years ago, my friend and I used to do girls' weekends together. We were both married.
Not me.
And
not me.
I had gotten divorced and she was still married. And she's like, I want to go to Chicago to meet up with this guy that I've been talking to forever. So we did a girls' weekend, and by girls' weekend, she went and hung out with him, and I went and hung out with my sister-in-law. And I had to lie and say that we were together on a girls' weekend all night, all week, all weekend. And yeah, no, we weren't. I was hanging with my sister-in-law.
Who's the accomplice?
So, Dave, what is yours?
I think mine is kind of in the same vein as yours, Amy, where like it got to the point with someone where I had to tell them to stop using me as an alibi because I was tired of getting caught flat-footed by questions. And
oh, they wouldn't tell you that they were using you,
or they would forget, or like whatever, or it wouldn't have come up yet. And then all of a sudden I would get this random, hey, like, were you out with it? I was like, sure. Absolutely.
I don't know. But I was really drunk and it's kind of hazy.
I mean, you know me. I was totally plowed.
I don't know. What night was it? I was wasted like 3 nights in a row.
Yeah, I had a really bad week. Just some crazy shit was. I'm like, dude, just stop. Like, never invoke my name again. Like, this is way too awkward. This is way too uncomfortable.
You're cut off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've abused the privilege. Dave out.
People got to know if you're going to do that, you got to come up with somebody that you're. The person calling you out is not going to be able to contact.
Jeremy, what's your answer?
I don't know. The one that keeps coming to mind prior is really memorable. Basically, the story was me and six of my buddies were going to another buddy's house, and my other buddy went off the road, hit a rock, messed his face up. So this is what I'm explaining to this old lady that we had to take him up to use a phone back then to call his mom, and his mom got the same story, come picked him up, took his bike. The real story was that we were all going to a party in the next town over, and I lived in the sticks. So you talk like a 10-mile ride on BMXs, but you can cut a couple miles off if you go through this gravel pit. But the gravel pit is like a professional drop into a ramp, and we all did it okay. Except he went off a little to the right because he got a little jiggy with it. And when he like launched off this hill,
he hooked it.
Rather than to drive, he landed on giant boulders and he put his handlebar right here, and his teeth went right through his lip. So he's like literally able to put his tongue through. And we're like, what are we gonna do? And we're like, fuck it, we gotta get to a phone. This is our story.
Okay, so that brings up another good drunken confession. I'm going to throw this one out there because it reminded me of something. So, what's the worst thing you've ever done when driving that you should have reported and did not?
Should have reported? I'm not.
I'll give you an example. I was texting
and that I should have reported.
I was texting and driving, which I should not have been. And I took out my neighbor's trash can.
Oh, no.
And I called Amy.
Because who was she texting?
Because I thought I hit the mailbox.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, Amy, I think I just took out the neighbor's mailbox. And she goes, what? And I'm like, I got a text. And I looked down for just a second. And next thing I know, I heard bam. And I'm like,
just a second.
I'm like, I went and looked at my car and there was nothing there. I'm like, I didn't see any, there was no scratches or anything. And she goes, well, you got to go tell your neighbor.
Like, well, no, my first question was, can you fix it?
Well, that's what I didn't know. And I'm like, I don't know. So I'm on the phone with her and I swear to God, I'm sneaking down my driveway. And I'm like, okay, nobody's out. Nobody's out. No other cars. They obviously didn't hear me. So I'm sneaking out. And I'm like looking. And I'm like, oh, okay. Whew. It wasn't their mailbox. It was their trash can. And Amy goes, well, go tell them. I'm like, oh, no.
You didn't see me?
They didn't see me. Anything. I just bumped it over. We're good. And I left it. All right. Note to everybody here. Don't glance at your phone when you're driving down the street.
No.
Even when you're only doing 25, because you might take out your neighbor's trash can.
Yeah, I'm like racking my brain. Like, I don't.
You've never done like that, like in a parking lot when you were a teenager and backed into a car and took off really quick.
I'm trying to think recent history, but yeah, I'm like 25 whatever years ago. Like, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm a late bloomer. Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell this story, and I probably shouldn't, but here's the drunken confession.
I shouldn't tell mine either. But
if me and Uncle ever find out about this, it'll be my ass. I swear to God. But so. I worked for my aunt and uncle, and they had me use their personal car, which actually was like the company car, to go run an errand. And it was a big SUV that I'm not used to driving. And I had a coworker who had to go run this errand with me. And I was backing up. We were in a storage unit, and I was backing up, and I heard this, and I thought it was something in the car. And then she yelled at me. She was like, "You need to stop." And I look, and I was running over the fence.
You just didn't see it, huh?
We'll go forward. I don't understand.
So listen. So.
Thank God it wasn't a garage door.
Oh, my God. What do I do? So I'm like, okay, we're going to play cool. We're going to act like nothing ever happened. I take the car back. Never told a soul, right? They then sold that car to another employee. And I swear to God, it was like 6 months later, that employee was blaming his wife for getting that debt.
Nice.
Wow.
To this day, I never told the truth. And me and only that one other coworker know the truth of how they got that.
Well, and everybody else now.
Well, now, but
like my neighbor across the street who I took out their trash can.
Yeah, so that Trailblazer had a dent way before he bought it.
That's hilarious, guys.
I took out a paper box one time on a 10 speed about 10 miles per hour.
A paper box?
Oh, it was
like a cardboard box?
Like a newspaper?
No, no, no. Like newspaper box, like out like on like regular like county road type stuff.
Okay. Oh.
I was going to a buddy's house and it was pitch black out. There's no moon out or nothing. And here's his car coming. So I slide over just off the road so he can get around me. And next thing you know, I'm doing 0 miles per hour. I'm on my handlebars and I could see the paper box was completely destroyed when the next car went by. I was like, oh my God, I hit a mailbox. I couldn't see what I was doing. It's not like I had a cell phone. I could just like have a flashlight.
And I feel like you're waiting for me to break out with, well, I ran over a guy once. No, I mean, they're like, there's no.
Really are dating.
This one time I accidentally hit a hooker.
Yeah. I've.
It's okay. He was homeless.
Yeah, it's nobody missed him. Like I said, I'm sure at some point in time, like I backed into a car when I was pulling out or something stupid like that. But yeah, no, I'm the moron that like if I hit somebody, like I'll actually leave a note and not like, hey, I'm writing on this piece of paper and everybody thinks I'm leaving my contact information. But haha, fuck you, I'm out. No, that's not me. That's yeah.
Okay, so the difference is Dave is so much older than us. When he did the young dumb stuff, he doesn't remember that far back.
I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. It's just like that stuff doesn't. It's just not in my cache anymore.
See, the thing that cracks me up about my neighbor's trash is that Amy and I were arguing about this. She kept going, "You have to go tell them." I'm like, "Uh-uh." She goes, "At least go pick it up." I'm like, "Uh-uh," because if I go pick it up, they're gonna know I did it.
Because then that's an admission of guilt.
Nobody saw me do it. I can go back over there.
That's a true story, man.
Wait, is this the same neighbor that's hit your mailbox 4 or 5 times?
No.
No.
It was the people next door to them, but they moved. Oh. They moved after I had done this, so it was okay. Our neighbor across the street hit my mailbox 3 times and admitted to me after the third time he hit it.
Do you ever think that that might have been karma?
No, because my neighbor kept fixing my mailbox. So I never picked up their garbage.
Oh, Lord.
No matter how much you kept telling me to do it. What reminded me is my daughters and I had this conversation the other day, and I was telling them that dirty little secret of mine. To which, I don't know, I find it's way funnier.
I mean, I had an Uber driver roll over my mailbox, but I mean, that was, yeah. I mean, there's irony for you.
No tip.
Were you like drunk enough to be like, yeah, it's okay?
No, the sad reality is it was the next morning. I was taking an Uber to go back to get my car, and the dude backed over backed over my mailbox. That was amazing. Yeah.
All right, Amy.
Well, on that note, guys, we're season 3, episode 3, we are calling it quits.
Before I come up with another one.
I know. So thank you so much for joining us. Tune in every other week. I think 9 o'clock worked pretty good for us. So
yeah, I stayed awake.
Yeah. So we'll keep you updated if in 2 weeks we will be at 9 o'clock again.
Yeah, we probably will.
Until then, happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for tuning in.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Feel free to send Cass and I chocolates and love.
And roses. Yes.
And roses and flowers and lilies and all the good stuff.
Yeah. Make it super awkward when they have to explain why they have all those flowers and candies.
No, I would love it. I would love it. I don't. Amy would, but not me. I love it. It would only be awkward for Amy. All right, Amy, do you have a cheers?
I do. So our end of the night cheers this week is... And I apologize if you guys have all heard this one before, but it is, here's to those who've seen us at our best and those who have seen us at our worst and can't tell the difference.
True.
Cheers, bitches.
Cheers. Yeah, we've done
that. All right, we love you. Thank you for joining, and hopefully we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Hey, everybody. Thanks again for listening to our show tonight. If you want more information, you can find it at facebook.com/mydrunkenconfession.